This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's prime minister said Sunday a potential ceasefire in its war against Hamas militants would only delay a ground invasion of Gaza's southern city, Rafah, that has sheltered more than half of the conflict's battered territory's population. Israel's ally, the United States, said ongoing mediation efforts produced an understanding towards a ceasefire and hostage release, while dire food shortages in northern Gaza have sent Palestinians fleeing. The U.S. and British military say they have struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. Central Command's released video of the fighter jets taking off from a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Red Sea, the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. Military insiders say that targets like missiles, launchers, rockets, drones, and air defense systems were struck in several areas in Yemen. This is the fourth time the U.S. and British militaries have conducted a combined operation against the Houthis since last month, in response to a surge in attacks by Iranian-backed rebels on shipping traffic in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, including last week's missile strike that set a cargo ship on fire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Kyiv's defense minister said on Sunday half of Western arms deliveries to Ukraine do not arrive on time.
Since the situation is always dynamic, at the moment, commitment doesn't constitute delivery. 50% of commitments are not delivered on time.
Rustem Umerov made the remark during a televised conference in Kyiv.